Around the holidays, I like to watch movies. And some of you might have some favorite movies of your own, whether they be around Christmas or just something just to keep you laughing. But one that maybe leans towards Thanksgiving more than Christmas happens to be about a young girl who runs away from home, but eventually comes to realize that there is no place like home. Of course, I'm talking about Dorothy from the Land of Oz, where she meets the wizard, that wonderful Wizard of Oz. Fun fact, too, in this little town of Bethlehem here in Wales, Wisconsin, it wasn't not long ago, in 1939, that our nearby village of Oconomowoc in 1939 was the very first place that ever showed that movie, because they weren't sure if it was going to make it before it hit the big times. So if you drive around in the town of Oconomowoc, you might see a little statue there of the Tin Man or the Cowardly Lion himself. But from that movie, that phrase, there's no place like home. Even just hearing the word home reminds us of something cozy and cuddly and warm and happy, hopefully. And I think in part, maybe because it occurs inside of a home. A lot of us know that it takes just walls to make a house, but love to make a home. And in those walls of love comes family. It's family. And that's something that we celebrate during this time of Christmas and Advent, family. Hopefully for you, you can continue to celebrate family, whether we're missing somebody this year, or maybe we're missing somebody from years gone by. And we can know that we can still celebrate family this Christmas because, hear this, you are part of God's family. And you are part of His family tree. Tonight we hear about the gift of family from a man called Abraham. And we're going to hang an ornament in honor of his name on our Jesse tree here in a few moments. But first, I want to do a little bit of a recap. Let's see here. I might not have it, but if for some of us, we can't always get up to the front of church after church services. But it always is helpful to take a look at what we're doing. Now, as I take these branches down, I want to just pass these along. Our very first week, we talked about the first installment, Adam and Eve, the very first man ever made. And with that, we hung this ornament of a half-bitten piece of forbidden fruit. You might even think of it as an apple. We don't probably think it was an apple. So that forbidden fruit reminds us the family story begins back in the garden. From that, we heard last Sunday about a man named Moses and the story of the burning bush. And from that burning bush, God called Moses, to lead his people out of slavery through the waters of the Red Sea to bring them home. And Moses tells us the story of Jesus, how he is the second Moses who has taken us from our slavery to sin and brought us through the waters of holy baptism to bring us into his family. And last week, Wednesday, we heard the all-familiar story of Noah with his ark, keeping his family, eight souls in all, and all the animals, two by two, into a safe vessel. And we've heard the story how Noah reminds us of a second Noah that our Lord Jesus Christ born for us, keeps us safely not only in our family, but in his church. So you can take a look up always and think of our church as Noah's Ark flipped upside down. So we recall these people of faith as members of God's family, but also your family. Whenever you get together for family reunions, sometimes there's some black sheep, and of course, Scripture tells us of a whole lot of those, too. So they are a part of you, as we are maybe black sheep all the same. Tonight, I need a special volunteer. In our next installment, we'll be hearing about the story of Abraham. And I think as we go from top to bottom, it tells us we should start with maybe the youngest in our church. I don't know who we have the youngest here today. It might be our same friend from last week. How about Michaela? Can you help us out again and hang ornament to remember Abraham in our next branch up? So, as we hang this ornament for Abraham, thank you, Michaela, we will look at, if you want to take a step up, the featuring image. It not only is the name of Abraham, but mountains with a multitude of stars in the sky. And from those stars reminds us of this scripture passage that we hear for tonight. So I ask that you take your Bibles out from in front of you today. We're going to hear this word of God clearly for us today from Genesis chapter 15. Really easy, it's the first book of the Bible. Genesis chapter 15, and we're going to look at the first couple verses. This is a story of God's covenant with Abram before he was called Abraham. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, for I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house, his servant, Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. This is as if you were going to have your next cousin, or maybe a person that takes care as a butler, perhaps, to be your heir of your family name. But behold, verse 4, behold, the word of the Lord came to Abram and said, This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside, much like maybe you'd think of a night like tonight. He said, Look toward the heavens and number the stars, if you're able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And Abraham believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. We hang this ornament on the multitude of stars in the sky as tonight's symbol, representing God's promise to Abraham, the father of our faith, whose descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky as they would become chosen people of God. Now, on this evening church service here, and if we're talking about stars, we assume it was nighttime, right? We assume it was nighttime when God made this promise to Abraham. But later in the chapter of Genesis, we learn that the sun had set. Uh-oh, how does the sun set during nighttime? So perhaps when God asked Abraham to count the stars, it might have actually been daytime when he did so. Imagine that. We cannot see the stars during the day, but they don't cease to exist. Now, do they? We still know they're there. So God asked Abraham to trust, and to trust doubly, even though he could not see. For as Scripture tells us later, we walk by faith and not by sight. Adding on top of all of this, if you heard earlier in Scripture, remember how old Abraham was when God promised he would have an heir? 75 years old. Older than maybe a lot of us here today. How would you like to become a new father at the age of 75? I don't know. It'd be kind of interesting to see some diapers being changed. It might take a little longer. Hearing a baby wake up in the middle of the night might look a little different at age 75. But guess what? We heard in Scripture that promise was given then, but It took another 25 years. When he was nearly 100 years old, Abraham and his wife gave birth to that promise, Isaac. Now, we talked about men at maybe being a dad at 100. How about women? 90 years old, Sarah was when she gave birth. 90. That's a miracle in itself. And that miraculous birth of Isaac and the family of God that he takes out of this story of Abraham reminds us all so similarly of what's going on before us this Christmas time. That out of the miracle of a virgin, God would own up to his promise of a family for you. You see, it's not necessarily because of Abraham, but those multitude of nations that come from him, every man, woman, and child, all the way down the family tree to Jesus. Because Jesus is born, and because Jesus has lived, and of course, we know that Jesus has died to live again for you, you and I have been grafted into this family. And what that means is you automatically inherit every single promise that God has ever made to those people of old. We may be childless like Sarah or Abraham. We might be grieving a hopeless situation like many of these people of old. But we know that God is a God not only of miracles, but God is a God of promises kept. He's proven it time and time again through these people and in Jesus. That is the promise most of all, that we truly can have peace on earth, peace in your lives, peace to know that not even death itself can keep us from a joy of being grafted into a family where we can still have the promise of seeing every single one of these loved ones and every single one of these people for eternity. And so today, we give thanks to God for Abraham. Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons did have Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So, as the child song goes, let's all praise the Lord. This Christmas, know that you are part of the family of God in baptism by means of Jesus. And with that, we can say, there's no place like home. So please pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for giving us moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and every single person who has ever led us to love and to know your love. We thank you for these people of old, men and women, who have given us the example of faith in the midst of maybe not seeing how there could be a possibility of it. But most of all, thank you for giving us our Lord Jesus and having the faith to trust in him that he can right all wrongs, he can forgive any sin, and he can raise the dead. Raise in us this joy and peace as we celebrate, as we get closer to celebrating your son Jesus' birth again. In his name we pray. Amen.